For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Next, we'll hear from Michael Seaver of San Francisco's Stonewall Project, one of the participants in the recent methamphetamine, HIV, and hepatitis conference held in Salt Lake City.
What have we learned? What can we bring back to our communities?
Well, I think there was just lots of data indicating how widespread methamphetamine use is, and because of that, how widespread some of the problems that result from methamphetamine are. And then I think there was a lot of presentations around different strategies and interventions that people have come up with around the country to try to minimize the harm that results from people's use of methamphetamine.
Yes, sir. There was several panels talking about its impact on the gay and lesbian communities, but I don't see it necessarily as more of a problem, less of a problem for the heterosexual community, given the circumstances. Your thoughts, sir? Is it a gay problem?
Well, I think the attention that's focused on the gay community is in large part because of the connection between methamphetamine use and HIV transmission, so that kind of brings the focus in on the gay community. That's one part of it. The other part is that, a lot of the statistics, at least where I'm from, we're looking at 15-20% of the gay community doing methamphetamine, at least on a casual basis, which is a really high rate, and probably higher rate than a lot of other populations. That said, obviously, methamphetamine is throughout the country, throughout geographically, and throughout class and racial groups. But I think public health dollars and public health focus tends to be more on gay men because of the connection with HIV. We have a website, www.tweaker.org, and that's T-W-E-A-K-E-R. And that has a wealth of information about methamphetamine and sexual behavior and methamphetamine and HIV. And it's, although it's aimed at for gay and bisexual men, there's certainly lots of information. And I know there are lots of people who aren't necessarily gay men who go on the website and get information. And it's a very non-judgmental site. We're not there to condemn or judge people. We're just there to provide people with as much information as we can so that they can make informed, reasonable decisions about what they're going to do.
Informed and reasonable decisions about what they might do. Quite a concept. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Radio program when our guest will be Mr. Tommy Chong. Tommy tells me that the government really screwed up when they arrested him. Up till that point in time, he'd just been coasting along, but now he has become an activist and he is speaking out against the abomination of drug war. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.